Why politicians think that they're above the law. President Theodore Roosevelt rightly said, "No man is above the law and no man is below it. Nor do we ask any man's permission when we ask him to obey it." If there's one thing that bothers me, it is when a politician that is guilty of committing a crime is caught up and exposed in some sort of scandal.
Because people have got to know whether or not their president's a crook. Well, I'm not a crook.
That the American people throw out justice because of their lack of understanding of what the law states in our U.S. Constitution. They then fall in line with the propagandist, namely the CIA-controlled media, that corrupt politicians are somehow above the very laws that they themselves have sworn to uphold. This is why they believe, as a demigod would, that they are above the law. The preamble to the United States Constitution states, "We the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice." And yet, when a criminal politician is found out, Americans are taught to say that he or she should just simply resign. That is like a career criminal being found out by the police, and instead of prosecuting him, they simply ask him to resign. This only adds insult to injury to the laws in which they are to uphold, because it gives permission to them to live above the law, making the law their servant rather than their master. This is completely unjust and backward. Americans have also taken on that if a politician violates the law, even the smallest of infractions, that there is nothing that they can do until his tenure, the holding of office, is up. That again is like the police waiting for the criminal to finish the job before actually arresting him and incarcerating him. This is completely and utterly false. Like President Roosevelt stated, no man is above the law and no man is below it, nor do we ask any man's permission when we ask him to obey it. The U.S. Constitution states in Article 2, Section 4, disqualification, the President, Vice President, and all civil officers of the United States shall be removed from office on impeachment for and conviction of treason, bribery, or other high crimes and misdemeanors. When a new representative is elected to office, he or she takes an oath that lists many responsibilities. Abuse of power or failure to uphold these responsibilities, these laws, cannot be tolerated. The Constitution gives the House of Representatives the God-given right to impeach the offender. Impeachment means that a charge of misconduct is filed against the offender. A majority of the members of the House must vote for these charges in order to impeach the offender. After the charges of misconduct are filed, the Senate has the power to try impeachment cases like a court. 2/3 of the senators must vote for a conviction. The offender may be removed from office and never allowed to hold a government position again if he or she is found guilty. The impeachment of Andrew Johnson occurred in 1868 when the United States House of Representatives resolved to impeach President Andrew Johnson, adapting 11 articles of impeachment detailing his high crimes and misdemeanors. In accordance with Article 2 of the United States Constitution, the House's primary charge against Johnson was violation of the Tenure of Office Act passed by the U.S. Congress in March of 1867, simply over the president's veto. He had removed from office Edwin M. Stanton, the Secretary of War, whom the act was largely designed to protect, and attempted to replace him with the brevet Major General Lorenzo Thomas. Earlier, while Congress was not in session, Johnson had suspended Stanton and appointed General Ulysses S. Grant as Secretary of War ad interim. President Richard Nixon resigned from office rather than face impeachment charges in the Watergate scandal in 1974. This was about a pedophile ring being cracked open in Washington, D.C. President Bill Clinton became the second president to be impeached by the House in 1998. Later, the Senate found him not guilty. It wasn't about Monica Lewinsky and adultery, friends, that and that alone. It was about Chinagate, where Bill Clinton and his criminal administration were actually selling U.S. military secrets to the Chinese military. Now, that's not all. After the impeachment process is complete, then comes in prosecution. Not a resignation, only to encourage the next politician to commit the same crimes. Prosecution. George Washington said during his farewell address, September 19th, 1796, "Of all the dispositions and habits which lead to political prosperity, religion and morality are indispensable supports. In vain would that man claim the tribute of patriotism who should labor to subvert these great pillars of human happiness, these firmest props of the duties of men and citizens. Whatever may be conceded to the influence of refined education on minds of peculiar structure, reason and experience both forbid us to expect that national morality can prevail in exclusion of Christian principles." Aeschylus rightly stated that even in our sleep, pain which cannot forget falls drop by drop upon the heart until, in our own despair, against our will, comes wisdom through the awful grace of God.
BBSradio.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Christian ethic has provided the principles on which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently, you shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, somebody tell me, this is all I'm asking you to do. Somebody tell me how it is that 86% of you don't believe the media. But when the media starts driving a new narrative, you get behind it. You don't believe it, but you believe it. And your action speaks a lot louder than your words. That's called hypocrisy. Do as I say, but don't do as I do. Go ahead and read Matthew 23, verse 3. Can somebody just take it over to what's going on in Iran right now? Can somebody show me in the U.S. Constitution where the said president, Donald Trump, had the authority without congressional approval to go ahead and attack another Middle Eastern nation? That's all I'm asking. 281-845-4704. Your silence speaks volumes. And I'm talking to those that think they know what they're talking about when in fact that they don't. The U.S. Constitution vests the power to declare war solely with the Congress. Who is the Congress? Me and you, the voice of the people. We have a representative government. We do not have a monarchy. We have no king but King Jesus in this country, friends. Period. The U.S. Constitution vests the power to declare war solely with Congress as outlined in Article 1, Section 8, Clause 11. This clause, also known as the War Powers Clause, gives Congress the power to declare war, grant letters of marque and reprisal, and make rules concerning captures on land and water. While the president serves as commander-in-chief of the armed forces, they cannot initiate war without congressional authorization. I'm just asking. I just gave you the answer. All of you said conservatives out there that think you know what you're talking about, it should show you exactly who you're listening to when you're agreeing with what is unconstitutional. You're controlled operatives. Another narrative, another war at the expense of the blood of innocent on both parts. 281-845-4704. We're going to get to this because this is really bothersome to me. But I want to show you that when you look at John 19:15, I want you to pay attention to the people that were saying, crucify him, crucify him. We have no king but King Jesus. Who are they? The same people today that are supporting the said president as if he's a monarch. They're the ones saying we have no king but King Trump. Totally eradicating in their minds any reference to law that gives him the authority to do in the outlines to do the things that he cannot do concerning the Constitution, which, by the way, is an instrument to restrain the said representative government from the things that they're doing today. Notice who is saying we have no king but King Jesus. It was the counterfeit conservatives. It was the counterfeit religious hypocrites of the day. Same exact thing as you're seeing today in America today. The spirit's not dead, friends. It's the spirit of Antichrist. I'm going to go through this when we come back on the other side. Before we do that, I want to go ahead and show you something really quick on sonsoflibertymedia.com. Top left side of that page, subscribe to that page, sonsoflibertymedia.com, and or beforeitsnews.com, beforeitsnews.com as well. And again, if you want to call in, please do, 281-845-4704. I wanted to show you that Barack Obama, the worst president in American history, said Donald Trump. Until he got into office to meet Barack Hussein Obama, who is in fact a foreigner, who entertained America's sworn enemies within the People's White House for 8 years. Who is a known sodomite. Oh, and by the way, if you want to know if he's a foreigner, just ask him. Because right when he left his criminal tenure and violating the U.S. Constitution, in other words, stepping on the blood of the boys that gave us the freedoms that we have, he violated and transgressed and desecrated the blood of your military over 1,168 times. Did you know that when he left office, he went over to Kenya and said he was the firstborn Kenyan to be the president of the United States of America? I know that there's a lot of really educated people listening to the show right now. Smackdown. Kenya is not a part of the United States of America. But what I want you to see is this. Barack Hussein Obama, who is a devil from the top of his head to the sole of his feet, just like the rest of what you put up. Obama's calling for digital censorship to regain control of the internet. Only approved facts allowed. Folks, this censorship to this point is not enough. They need more. They're declaring that they have 96% to 98% of the narrative all under their control right now. They want no opposition whatsoever. And I've shared this with you before, and you need to listen carefully. The first move that a dictatorial regime does to take over a government is to censor free speech. I'll tell you what, from all those said counterfeit conservatives and counterfeit Christians that I see out there, man, they don't have a lot to do because they're doing it for them. Did you know that Jesus said in Mark 8:15, beware of the leaven, the malicious, wicked doctrines of the hypocritical religious people and the hypocritical Herodians during that time? Wicked doctrines both in the church and in the government. Did you know that Jesus told you to watch out for both of them? Okay, well, if you don't want to listen to that here, I want you to show you who is, I want to show you this, and I want you to listen to this. This is Barack Obama. This is not the first time I've heard this. This is the second time I've heard this now. But he's wanting to make sure that all information is first vetted before it's released to the people. In other words, only if it aligns with what they say. Okay? You want to hear what a devil sounds like? Check this out.
Propaganda to be effective. You don't have to convince people that what you are saying is true. You just have to flood the zone with so much poop. They use a different word, but you have to flood the zone with so much untruth constantly that at some point people don't believe anything.
Okay, and the way that they get you to believe nothing is by the propaganda feed that they continuously pour down your throats every single day and upon your heads every single day. And why does that happen? Because the people don't take the time to know the Word of God and the Constitution so they can tell who's lying to them. Okay? We're going to take a quick break. I see that phone call. We'll take it right back up in a moment here.
Join us this year for Content Christian Media Conference. Join hundreds of filmmakers, actors, screenwriters, podcasters, and authors during this five-day, five-star event. Come expectant and leave equipped as a content creator for the kingdom of God. September 22nd through 26th at Capernaum Studios in Poolville, Texas. Register today at ChristianMediaConference.com. That's ChristianMediaConference.com.
This is Alan Keyes. I'm glad to have an opportunity to talk to you for a moment about my friend Bradley Dean. He's making a great contribution to, I think, the vital work, not only of helping to wake people up to the importance of our faith, but especially spreading that word to the younger generations who are desperately in need of it. Help him do his work and spread it further.
Don't have a place to go to church on Sunday? Then come join us at the Sons of Liberty and Bradley Dean. For many people, finding a home church that preaches the gospel in accordance with the scripture can be difficult. Many churches today have become self-help centers and very humanistic without pointing their finger to Christ and the cross that all genuine Christians must bear, just as our Lord did. If you are looking for a church that preaches the truth without compromise from the inherent Word of God and the power of the Holy Spirit, then look no further than joining us every Sunday at 9 a.m. Central Time on the Sons of Liberty Radio, live on Rumble.
Hey there, this is award-winning international journalist Alex Newman. We live in a world dominated by fake news, lies, manipulation, and it's just out of control, folks. Our country is in big trouble, our churches, our families. We need honest journalism today more than ever. And that's why I founded Liberty Sentinel Media. I hope you'll visit us today at libertysentinel.org, where you'll get access to exclusive content exposing the threats to our faith, family, and freedom while equipping you to fight back. Go to libertysentinel.org today.
Wisconsin Christian News is a nationally distributed, real printed newspaper that takes on the tough issues of our day, and we don't waste time with nonsense. We have some of the best red pill writers in the country, including Bradley Dean, and we tell you the truth you need to know. It's unlike anything you've seen before. Email us to get your free sample copy. Go to WisconsinChristianNews.com. Also, watch our TV program every Tuesday at 5 p.m. Central at WCNTV.net.
If you love anything better than God, you are idolaters. If there is anything you would not give up for God, it is your idol. If there's anything that you seek with greater fervor than you seek the glory of God, that is your idol, and conversion means a turning from every idol. Charles Spurgeon, the Prince of Preachers.
BBSRadio.com.
I wanted to let you know, friends, that we're going to be at the picnic at the Park Parish Park KHNC 1360 event at 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. on June 28th, Johnstown, Colorado. Again, Parish Park KHNC 1360 event, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. in Johnstown, Colorado. Looking forward to that this weekend. Wanted to go ahead and let you know, folks, that if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. True that. We follow the Christ here. We got Monk calling in from Denver, Colorado. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. What say you, my friend?
Hey, thanks for the opportunity, Bradley. This kingship stuff started back with Reagan when he had a previous CIA agent appointed as his vice president in George Herbert Walker. Prescott Hinckley Bush, whose relative was the banker for Hitler at one time and got caught and started the USO. And he started all these with Dick Cheney. And as president, he started with Dick Cheney all this false flags and inside jobs and the barracks in Beirut that was bombed, I think the Israeli operative was Netanyahu. I'm 5 months older than him. I'm a Vietnam vet. And he graduated from high school in New York in 68. And I heard he had some college in New York. But before he left New York, Yitzhak Rabin was murdered. I like to follow him.
Yep. Well, no, but I think you're, I mean, what do I say to that? I mean, if you're almost at his age, you know more than I do concerning the situation, but I know that what you just said is exactly spot on. And again, what amazes me, Monk, more than anything, is the fact that these conservatives of the day that are listening to controlled operatives are attacking guys like me for trying to get people to understand that they're being played like a deck of cards, and you just can't make it up. And so
if they get rid of you, they'll get rid of all of us.
Well, that's what they're doing now.
If they get rid of AM radio.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, if they get rid of AM radio, like they want to take an AM radio out of a car, for what purpose?
Exactly.
I mean, why crush AM? Are we going to Radio Free America? I mean, what?
Well, Barack.
When it comes to the Supreme Court, when they're appointing people who can't even tell what they got between their legs.
Yeah, well, that's exactly right.
And I mean, she's the first black nothing appointed to the Supreme Court, or the first black cunt.
Okay, yeah. Okay.
I mean, I can be a prick.
Yeah, I know, but I can't have you talking like that on the radio, guys. So anyways, but I understand up to the point of as to what you're saying right now. And I just got done sharing with you right off the offset of the show today that Obama wants to control absolute censorship. And the great wonder here is Donald Trump called him the worst president in American history. Well, if the fact of the matter was that Donald was going to come in and drain the swamp, Barack would have been the first ones right along with the Bushes and right along with the Clintons. But he failed to do all of that. And then as Psalm 12:8 tells us, the vilest of men are walking on every side of those that have been put up as the vilest of men. It tells us that the wicked walk on every side when the vilest of men are exalted, and it's exactly what we're seeing here today. But again, one of the things that you just said, it's important that people understand it, because you're right. If they get rid of us, guys that are trying to tell you the truth of the matter, then guess what, friends? You're just making it too easy for them to continuously control everything that they mean to control, and they've been doing it far too long. I want to get back to this because I want to just kind of go off of what I've noticed since the last couple days here. On Saturday, I spent 2 hours highlighting all of the crimes of your said representative government concerning war. And I just took you through the Constitution. I took you through the facts. I took you to Smedley Butler, who said the war is going to stop when you take profits out of the war. I brought you through the fact that, friends, and the facts that, we hear from the conservatives of the day, which are counterfeits, read Matthew 5:13, for the most part, they're yesterday's liberals, that are supporting King Trump right now, that have no idea as to what they're talking about. And it's interesting, they'll even allow the blood of their own children or the blood of their own kin to support what they believe when they can't justify it or legitimize it in any sense of the word, as if to suggest that Donald Trump has the power to do the things that he's doing right now. I also took the time to show everybody that all of which is going on right now is already, through predictive programming, been taking place. I mean, you were told by General Wesley Clark these were the countries we were going to take out. And it's exactly the countries that are being taken out right now by the use of your military. And I also shared with everybody that it was none other than the pedophile himself, Henry Kissinger, who's now in hell where he belongs, who said that our military men, speaking of us, our military men are just dumb, stupid animals only to be used for foreign policy. And if I can't get you to understand as to who these people are that are being sold to you as the good time or the good guys, and if you don't want to judge them by their fruit, then I guess what you're going to do is you're just going to reap the recompense, because you better bet your bottom dollar the recompense is coming, friends. I've shared with you in the past as well, and I did this on Stan Monty's shows years ago, and I remember he was talking about something going on concerning war within and war without, which is a sign of judgment upon a wicked nation like it is in America today. And what I responded with concerning something that Stan was highlighting during that particular time was, hey, I said, Stan, I said, America is hated. They're called the Great Satan. and they're hated by so many other countries because of what the American people have allowed their corrupt politicians to do to their prospective countries. Now, I want to show you something here, and I just want you to kind of weigh out what side of the truth the majority of the people in this country are on, because I know right now this whole modern-day Israel, the synagogue of Satan, Revelation 3:9, they've lost their narrative. Donald Trump and all of those cabinet members that are loyal to Israel. Matter of fact, just over the weekend, the state treasurer, the Department of Treasury, she had said that Israel was great, and then she threw in America right after she talked about the greatness of Israel. I don't think people understand that they're being overthrown right now. And if they can't figure that out with all these illegals being lured in by the very people that are defending their treasonous acts now, again, I can't help them. I'm just sorry that innocent people have to go headlong along with them in judgment, because that's exactly what's going to happen. It is not the conservatives of the day. It is not the religious hypocrites of the day, friends, that are bringing about the answers. No, again, pay attention to who said, crucify him, crucify him. We have no king but King Jesus. It was the said good guys of the day that said no to Jesus Christ, and they were okay and had hand in crucifying him. Okay, it's the same thing happening today. You guys all know who Thomas Massie is, just to prove a point here. Thomas Massie, he's the guy, the said representative that we're being told. Tim had him on the show, the morning show, some time ago. But he seems to be blurting out a lot of truth right now and warning the American people what it is that they don't want to hear. And Donald Trump is attacking him like nobody's business, which tells me we're probably onto something, right? Thomas Massie, over the last couple days, this was actually 2 days ago, did a poll, and he found the results. I want you to consider this poll. Which war should your tax dollars be spent on? Okay, now again, understand the federal government is, as a government unto themselves, calling for war outside of Article 1, Section 8, Clause 11. Which gives the Congress to approve or disapprove a war. He's already circumvented that. He has taken upon himself to just go ahead and ignore the voice of the people. This is important for you to hear. Again, the question Thomas Massie posed was, which war should your tax dollars be spent on? Ukraine versus Russia? 3%. Why would your tax dollars go to Ukraine or Russia? You better ask yourself that, Americans. Because a lot of money's gone over there. Israel versus Iran. Did you know that they have a 5% approval rating? The mainstream media is trying to get you to believe everybody's going along for the ride. Isn't that interesting how that works? 5% of the American people said, yes, we're for the war in Israel and taking out Iran. Okay? Both wars, less than 2% of Americans. Okay? Now, which war should your tax dollars be spent on? The final question. Neither. 90% of the American people said no to all of this. Out of 100,283 votes. 90% of that poll right there, 90% of the American people said absolutely not to another war. How is it that Donald Trump just went and did what he wanted to do without the approval of the American people? Because he already knows that he has his useful idiots, the modern day conservatives of the day, that are going to get behind him and back him up no matter what he does. And guess what the media is going to do? That's what they're going to highlight. And guess what they're going to suppress? Voices like the 90% that are trying to tell you 90% of the people are not going along with this, but the media is doing its job trying to get you to think that they are. We'll be right back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
Wisconsin Christian News is a nationally distributed, real printed newspaper that takes on the tough issues of our day, and we don't waste time with nonsense. We have some of the best red pill writers in the country, including Bradley Dean, and we tell you the truth you need to know. It's unlike anything you've seen before. Email us to get your free sample copy. Go to WisconsinChristianNews.com. Also, watch our TV program every Tuesday at 5 p.m. Central at WCNTV.net.
My family and I began listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio 5 years ago after meeting Bradley Dean and his wonderful family at an event here in Michigan. I was so intrigued with his enthusiasm and passion to share the truth that I decided I must begin listening to the daily feeding to see what these men were actually offering up. Time and time again, all I find is sonsoflibertyradio.com and sonsoflibertymedia.com are constantly and only pointing to the lawful truths found in our Lord's Word and expounded upon in our Constitution. I have been through some insanely rough and crazy times since becoming a boat-rocking daughter of liberty, and the Sons of Liberty is always there, pointing towards the truth and leading in action. The Heikkila family loves this life-changing ministry, and we cannot say thank you enough.
Escalese rightly stated that even in our sleep, pain which cannot forget falls drop by drop upon the heart until, in our own despair, against our will, comes wisdom through the awful grace of God. Oh, how Dante nailed it. He said the hottest places in hell are reserved for those who, in time of great moral crisis, maintain their neutrality.
BBSradio.com.
So you want to make a difference, but you don't know where to start. You've been listening to the Sons of Liberty radio show and keep thinking to yourself, there are so many others who need to hear this message too, but you don't know quite how to reach them. Well, then this is the perfect time for you to stop thinking and start doing. Why not schedule an event in your community with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty? It's easier than you probably think, and the impact can literally be life-changing for those who attend. We all have loved ones, neighbors, and those around us that need to not only hear the truth, but be moved to action to do something about the problems that we face and make a difference in their own lives and communities. So don't wait. If you want to learn more on how to schedule an event with Bradley Dean near you, then give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. And start making a difference in your world today.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are positively impacting the future of this country that we all appreciate so much. If you've not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty today. Please call 1-866-233-0747 or go online at SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
BBSRadio.com.
Please call 1-866-233-0747 or go online at SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
SonsOfLibertyMedia.com and or BeforeIt'sNews.com. I just gave you a poll by none other than Thomas Massie, and they're trying to get rid of him right now. It seems that Thomas is trying to get the truth to the American people the same way that we are, and yet we're continuously being suppressed and censored. Well, speaking of Thomas Massie, now they're trying to all out get rid of him. They don't want the American people knowing the truth of the matter. I just gave you a poll that was given by Thomas Massie out of 100,283 votes. 90% of the American people said they wanted no war. No war. Yet Donald just usurped the U.S. Constitution once again without congressional approval, and he went and did what he wanted. Here, I want to give you some of the responses that I got. Bradley, you have no idea how stupid you look. I know. Absolutely. Hey, folks, I will stand on this rock. I know what this is all about. And I'll tell you, when you believe the prophets, and I'm talking about the word of God, the apostles and the prophets, and you keep your feet there, let the storms blow, friends, because at the end of the day, you're still going to be standing by the grace of God. These people, you can't even make up how biblically and constitutionally illiterate they are, and yet they're the first ones to sit there and get caught up into their favorite politicians and go after Kamala Harris or that of treasonous Joe Biden. Bradley, you must have been for Joe. You must have been for Kamala. You must have been for Obama. And it's like, really? My Bible tells me that I'm not supposed to answer a fool in his folly. I'm not even going to answer that one. Another guy said, you know what, best president since George Washington. Well, the fact of the matter is, if you knew anything about your founding forefathers, they told you to have no entanglement with foreign nations. Okay, so for everything that these people, these that are crying out, we have no king but King Trump, I'm telling you what, friends, they're going to bring a recompense upon this nation that you've never seen before because of what they've supported. I also want to show you this. This was brand new. Somebody just posted this online, and it's exactly true. Trump deceived his own voters by submitting to the wishes of a wanted criminal, a war criminal. Who are they talking about? Bibi. His name is Mylakowski, not Benjamin Netanyahu. It's amazing how the mainstream media keeps calling him Benjamin Netanyahu. His last name is Mylakowski. Let me remind you, he is a war criminal. That is a fact. That's why he's from Poland. That's why the Polish people didn't want him to come there and partake with the commemoration of the Holocaust. That's why 75% of the people in modern-day Israel, Rothschild's Israel, just ask him, didn't want anything to do with him during the pandemic. 75% of the people in Israel said absolutely no to Benjamin Mylakowski. And as a matter of fact, they even impeached him. Hey, Americans, I'm curious. What sort of truth is it that you will listen to? I mean, because of the lies that you keep getting caught up to, things are getting worse. You're not going forward, you're going backwards. I mean, folks, I want you to listen carefully. They're creating another war for your sons to bleed in and die for. Their prophets. Period. Read Amos 4. Talks about a sign of judgment to the people. I did this to you and you still didn't return to me. That's exactly the voice of God today in America. It's exactly what's going on. I just want to know. 281-845-4704. What truth will you hear? You don't believe the media, but when somebody tells you the truth of the matter that exposes the lying media, you somehow or another side with the media. You think no further than what you're told. And this is exactly why we start out the show with, it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. It's exactly this is exactly what's going on in this country, Hosea 4:6. Exactly. Another guy said to me, he goes, Bradley, we only attack those that attack us. Really? How many times have you been lied to about that? Let's go back to December 7th, 1941. What's the truth of that matter? That started World War II. Remember, Roosevelt kept saying that our boys will not step on foreign soil? You remember all that? Yep. Anybody know the history of what took place December 7th, 1941? I remember about 20 years ago, we ended up going to Hawaii, and we went to the USS Arizona. And before we get to the USS Arizona, we got to take a boat to get there. But you have to watch a video first. And that video was about 45 minutes long. They were educating people as to what really took place there on December 7th, 1941. And how all of our airplanes were depleted of all of their armor, all of their ammunition. They were sitting ducks. And then all of a sudden, out of nowhere, look what happened. Yep. What about Vietnam? Remember how they attacked us too, only to find out that they didn't attack us. We were the ones that attacked them under Johnson concerning Gulf of Tonkin. Remember how we used the excuse to go after Iraq? I'm just jumping from war to war. I might miss a couple in between due to the fact that Americans, you've been at war for 222 years out of the 248 years you've been a country. And who's profited from their wars off of the blood of your children? The politicians that you're supporting. If it's a worthy war, let them go. If it's a worthy war, let them go. Again, the question I'm asking is, what truth do you want to hear? One that doesn't demand a response? Because if it doesn't demand a response, it's not truth. It's not truth. The father of the vaccine, responsible for the deaths of 30 million people, ushered back into the people's White House to do it all over again, now creating a war with Iran. Who profits from that? By the way, what profit do we have in attacking Iran? We don't. Modern day Israel does. And I think that's where they're losing the narratives. The American people are beginning to wake up. Why is everything Israel? Why does it go back to Israel? Why is everybody talking about our first priorities to defend Israel? Why is it Donald Trump's slogan is "Let's make Israel great again"? Are you starting to follow? I really hope so. Here, you know, this last week, I even played some video, audio for you, concerning that of those that are calling for the war, like this clown, Ted Cruz. This smug little politician who's hellbound every step he takes, who thinks he's better than the people that he's supposed to serve. When asked the question, why are you going to war with Iran, he couldn't even answer the questions about who the people were. He couldn't even tell you the ethnicity. He couldn't even tell you the amount of people that they wanted to overthrow concerning that government. He couldn't even tell you why he wanted to do it outside of the fact that that's what he was told to do by his handlers. When are you going to quit pretending? When are you going to quit pretending, friends? Iran didn't attack us just like Iraq didn't attack us. The only reason we went after Iraq, and I played this on Saturday's show, was the fact that General Wesley Clark said the only reason we're going to Iraq is because we're going to go get their natural resources. And I told you, like I've told you before, that Halliburton profited from that war concerning $34.5 billion. They stole their oil. And remember, the excuse was weapons of mass destruction, only to find out there was none. I played the video of this little devil Trump that's still breathing today, who said with a smirk on his face, "Oh, I made a mistake. No big deal. Nope. How many boys died?" Oh, can I also add to this conversation that we're having right now? Isn't it interesting that during the Iraq war, did you know that your government made sure that none of the outlets were taking any of the pictures of the boys coming back in caskets? They didn't want you to see all the boys that were dying because they thought that if you seen all the boys that were dying, that were being buried in Arlington, that you'd want to put a stop to their war. In other words, put a stop to their gains, right? Here, let me go back to this. Another point. Donald Trump, president of corporate America, of the United States of America, one of the options given out of three, ignore the other 1,100 that were given as options. Just at least do yourself a favor and tell yourself the truth when I'm telling you this. There was 1,100 other presidential contenders that not a one of them was thrown in for you to choose from. Just Donald Trump and Joe Biden. And then they try to legitimize Biden, just like they tried to legitimize Obama, just like they tried to legitimize the Clintons. Folks, when are you going to understand? Remember this guy, Donald Trump, right here? The guy that they put in a favorable light for 30 years in the minute in the mainstream media? Remember how he did all these great things for the people in New York? And remember all that true information that was given out to the American people, where the victims were coming forward trying to tell you the truth about this scoundrel? Remember how that was all suppressed, or they were silenced? Remember this guy, how he came about and, you know, they gave him The Apprentice. Remember he was in No Child Left Behind. Remember he was given all these television spots to go ahead and promote him. Remember he was in WWF as a pro wrestler. Yeah, people don't figure this out. Nope, they don't listen to anything until it hits home. And let me remind you again, it's going to hit home. There's going to be recompense in a big way for what you're supporting Americans. If you're not stopping it, you're supporting it. Here, I want you to see this. Here's Donald Trump, the guy that said he was going to take no salary, $400,000 a year from the American people. Did anybody see the record-setting numbers that this scoundrel stole from the American people in the billions of dollars during his campaign? Did you know that it costs about $250 million to basically run for the presidency of the United States of America concerning the current state of this country? Did you also know, going back to Israel, that Donald Trump took over $230 million from AIPAC? See how it just keeps going back to AIPAC? Do you see how people are trying to get people to wake up concerning what's going on? Oh, here, let me give you another point of reference that you might not know. Did you know that over 80% of all the retired generals employed by the military-industrial complex that we were warned of by Eisenhower January 17th, 1961, over 80% of them are employed by the military-industrial complex? I'll give you some more truth on the other side. Apparently, that might not be enough. This is Bradley Dean from the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, broadcasting live Monday through Friday at 2 to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time, as well as Saturdays from 1 to 3 p.m. Founded back in 2004, BBS Radio TV stands as a trailblazer in remotely engineered broadcasts over the internet. BBS ignited the new media revolution, offering a powerful platform for vital voices such as ours and alternative perspectives that mainstream media often silences. The Sons of Liberty's BBS live broadcasts spans into 46 countries and streams into 200 of the world's largest internet broadcast stations, with on-demand syndication across all major social networks and podcast platforms. The visionary twin brothers Douglas and Donald Newsom crafted over 100,000 radio and web TV episodes for more than 1,000 satisfied clients. BBS Radio. Per your request, if you're looking for unique and creative ways to spread the gospel and give people the gift of truth in a way it'll be received, then check out the Sons of Liberty Radio.com. There's something there for everybody in your life: books, DVDs, t-shirts, coffee mugs, even graphic novels, dog tags, and more. Young or old, you're sure to find the perfect gift of truth. Again, go to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com and check out our store today. Ben Franklin said at the offset of this country that, "I firmly believe this, that without his concurring aid, we shall succeed in this political building no better than the builders of Babel. We shall be divided by our little partial local interests, our projects will be confounded, and we ourselves shall become a reproach and a byword down to our future ages. And what is worse, mankind may hereafter, from this unfortunate instance, despair of establishing governments by human wisdom and leave it to chance, war, and conquest." Benjamin Franklin also said that those who would give up essential liberty to purchase a little temporary safety deserve neither liberty nor safety. And of course, this quote comes up often in the context of new technology and concerns about government surveillance over the American people. Abolitionist Frederick Douglass stated that power concedes nothing without a demand. It never did, and it never will. Find out just what any people will quietly submit to, and you have found out the exact measure of injustice and wrong which will be imposed. It will continue till they are resisted with either words or blows or both. The limits of tyrants are prescribed by the endurance of those whom they oppress. Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Just giving you information, friends, that the mainstream media just kind of let, you know, slip past them. Yeah. Yeah, I was just highlighting the fact that, again, giving the information that the mainstream media doesn't want to give to you, that 80% of retired generals are employed by the military-industrial complex that we've been warned about. Isn't that telling? Again, what is it that we didn't understand? You know, it's also interesting that I highlighted not too long ago concerning, this was July 17th, 2023. I've been paying attention to this, that they're pushing for another war. I put Biden is calling up military reserves. Are your kids next? Because for every war that these scoundrels call forth and create, it's interesting how they never go, nor does their kin. And it's also interesting that those that talk much of war, isn't it interesting how they've never been in war? I put a picture here. As a matter of fact, if you want to take it to another level, a lot of these said presidents that have called for war, and, you know, like Bush, you know, how he's a wartime president, he never served in the military. Did you know that the Trump family has no record of military service in five generations? Two world wars in over 150 years, but he's okay to send your boys to go bleed for the prophet. Isn't that right? The prophets, that's what I'm saying, not P-R-O-P-H-E-T. I'm saying P-R-O-F-I-T-S. I mean, there's just a lot of things you got to answer, Americans, that are not asking real questions here. I mean, I'm giving it to you directly from the mouths of those that are forecasted exactly what's going on here. But yet, somehow or another, when it happens, they act like it just happened out of nowhere. And then they just blindly get right behind them. And then they call guys like me stupid. Every time I hear it, I mean, I seriously just chuckle at it. And I think it's more out of a chuckle in the sense of fearing for what these people are procuring under this country. I mean, it's really, truly.
I come to you with a message of
Eisenhower, 1961.
This speech did not get very much attention. When a new president is coming to power, as John Kennedy was, the spotlight was not on Dwight Eisenhower.
We have been compelled to create a permanent armaments industry of vast proportions.
There was a feeling at the time that this must have been written by some speechwriter who just sneaked into the speech.
In the councils of government, we must guard against the acquisition of unwarranted influence, whether sought or unsought, by the military-industrial complex.
3 months ago, we got contacted by a family up in Minnesota saying that we have documents from Malcolm Moose. He was responsible, in part, for drafting the military-industrial complex speech.
These new papers give us written evidence that this was not just some caprice of Eisenhower's or something by some speechwriter.
You see the evolution of his speech from May 1959 to...
So what's happening here, friends, is I'm highlighting Eisenhower going outside of all of the dictates of corruption and writing what needed to be written to tell the people what it was that they needed to hear. He wasn't beating around the bush with this speech. He was telling the people in this country to beware of the military-industrial complex. 1961. I shared on Saturday's show as well, isn't it interesting that Lyndon Johnson reversed the orders of John F. Kennedy 2 days after he was assassinated? That war made over $2 trillion. Remember, that war was sold to the American people that the Vietnamese attacked one of our ships, only to find out the opposite was true, like so many other wars that they create? Yeah. Yeah. Hey, folks, I'm trying to spare you a lot of pain. That's what I'm trying to do. And I'm just sincerely asking the question, when is it that the people in this country are going to wake up as to who's responsible for this? And it's the same cycle over and over again. Here, let me give you a little idea as to what I'm talking about. I had already shared with you that 222 years of the 248 years that we've been a country, give or take a couple of years, we've been at war. And I want to make sure everybody understands as well before I kick this off to you that my grandpa was in World War I, my uncles were in World War II, my dad that I didn't know was in Korea picking up body parts out of the water, my cousin Charles was killed in Vietnam, my brothers were both in the U.S. Army and the Air Force, 101st Airborne, and so I come from a military family. Nobody supports our military more than I do. And I'm talking youth verbiage here, okay? We have the baddest military in the world. I mean, impressive stuff. But folks, we can't use our military to topple countries just because we want to. on Saturday, again, I'm reiterating this for my weekday friends, we have 737 military bases in over 140 countries, only 20 to go. Where are they receiving that constitutional authority from? I'll tell you where from. The ignorant modern-day conservative that listens to Fox News all day, that are all pro modern-day Israel, Rothschild Israel, don't ask any questions because if you do, you're anti-Semitic. It's not the Israel of God for the 50th time. It's not the Israel of God. It is Rothschild's Israel. We played the video where he said we were the ones that created that through the Balfour Declaration. Okay? Aside of that, I want to kick this off as quick as I can. I have 4 minutes. Do you remember the Dominican Civil War? The insurgency of Bolivia? The Cambodian War? The war in Zaire, the Lebanese Civil War. These are all wars that your government has been a part of. Many of them you've never even heard of because they're not telling you about them. But they're using your dollars. They're using your money to topple these countries. Invasion of Grenada, the bombing of Libya, the tanker war, invasion of Panama. That was a drug war. Gulf War, Iraqi no-fly zone enforcement. First intervention in the Somalia Civil War, Bosnian War, intervention into Haiti, Kosovo War, Operation Infinite Reach, war in Afghanistan, another drug war, Iraq War, that was for the oil, war in Northwest Pakistan, war in Somalia again, Operation Ocean Shield, American-led intervention into Libya. Notice these are all outside of the United States of America. Notice they're always sold to you that we have to topple these madmen. I don't know if you're aware of this or not, folks, but the Iranians, you know what they're obstinate towards? A one-world government. Do you want to know why they're attacking them? Because they want to topple those that are obstinate towards them. Do you not remember, friends, out of George Soros' mouth? He's another war criminal. He's the one that said that the America that we know, that we live in now today, it's the American people that impede the way of a new global order. Did you know that while your eyes are set on Iran right now, did you know that you have over 2,000 sleeper cells right in your backyard? Because you fail to remember those that are calling now for this war are the same ones that have failed to prosecute the governors and the mayors that illegally, treasonously brought in illegals into our country. By the way, many of whom I already named concerning the countries that we've used our military to topple that hate our guts and that call us the great Satan. Don't tell me God is mocked, friends, because he's not mocked. War in North Pakistan, Somalia, Operation Ocean Shield, American-led intervention into Libya, Lord's Resistance Army insurgency, American-led intervention in Iraq, American-led intervention with Syria, Yemen Civil War, American intervention into Libya. My goodness, people. My goodness, people. This is just the tip of the iceberg. Your government has been toppling countries for a long, long time with the use and the shedding of blood of innocent people on both sides. But I do have to say this concerning the military. You have an obligation because you, sort of the politicians, but the politicians already sold themselves out. And if you can't figure that out, I can't help you. Okay? But I do want to say this, that you have an obligation when you swear to God, Numbers 30, verse 2, Deuteronomy 23, 23, you have an obligation from your oath and your vow that you made before God with your hands swearing to God to uphold the laws of the U.S. Constitution. Now, if you were to uphold the laws of the Constitution, I'll tell you what, you wouldn't be fighting a foreign country. You'd be turning around and dealing with corruption in the halls of government. This new thing that's out there, friends, is a picture where it says, Jesus is my king. Here, I want you to listen to this hypocrisy. Yeah, it says, Jesus is my king. Donald Trump is my president. I always take the time to say, if he was, in fact, your king, Jesus was, you wouldn't be supporting Donald Trump. You'd be calling for his impeachment and prosecution of Donald Trump. Love you by what we do. We'll talk to you in 23. See ya.